This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The death toll from the deadly coronavirus, so COVID-19, has now climbed to more than 228,000 globally. The number of infections is more than 3.2 million. In the United States, there are nearly 62,000 deaths and more than a million infections. The number of people who have recovered from the virus globally is more than a million. A biotech company says a new experimental drug has proven it can treat COVID-19. In a major U.S. government study, Gilead's science, remdesivir is potentially the first treatment to pass such a test against the virus. Having a treatment could have a profound effect on the global pandemic. Health officials say any vaccine is likely a year or more away. U.S. President Donald Trump says the federal government's coronavirus social distancing guidelines will be fading out when they expire Thursday and states pivot to reopening. The administration says a guidance issued 45 days ago has been incorporated into recommendations given to states and how they can begin the process of gradually reopening their economies. Meanwhile, the president's son-in-law and senior advisor Jared Kushner described the administration's response to the pandemic as a great success story and predicted that by July, the country will be rocking again. President Trump erupted at his top political advisors last week when they presented him with worrisome polling data that showed his support eroding in a series of battleground states as his response to the coronavirus comes under criticism. As the virus takes its deadly toll and much of the nation's economy remains shuttered, new surveys by the Republican National Committee and Mr. Trump's campaign pointed to a harrowing picture at the president's as he faces reelection. Mr. Trump saw some of the best approval ratings of his presidency early in the weeks of the crisis. This is VOA News.